What's up, world? This is D Hall, one half of OST 24/7. What the Hoops podcast, man. I got a special guest that I would like to introduce. He's a man that I've been recognizing his talent over this past season. And I really like his game, and he was more than willing to work with us on the pre-show technical difficulties. We apologize for that pre-show, but I would like to go ahead and introduce who am I here with?
CJ O'Hara.
So CJ, just talk. Give me a quick bio of yourself.
I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's where I've lived all my life. And yeah, I'm here combine playing post grad. I'm a combo guard. CJ just ended not too long ago too, so.
So yeah, like I said, CJ, you were one of the ones that I've kind of admired the talent ever since they kind of stepped on the farm here and. And I really admire your game. I always joke with you. I always say you got to teach me the art of the mid-range game, and that's a lost art in today's basketball world. It's really a lost art. And just if you could, if nobody knew who you were, how would you describe your game?
I'd say I'm a defender first. I've always been like I had a knack for like guarding the ball and off the ball, being good at that. But I've been working on my offense as of late, and then when I came to combine, I just had a bigger role than I've had in high school. So I've been able to showcase my talent offensively. Always had a mid-range, but now I just shoot more shots and look better now. So.
See, I like to call it, like I said, or as a recently last tournament I was at and I was watching you guys play, I called your nickname Slow Cook. I call it Slow Cook. 300 degrees. You put it in the oven for 300 degrees, you can let it sit in the oven all day because you know it's going to cook. So, but no, like I said, what kind of inspired you to play the game of basketball?
My dad, he got me in it early. I mean, we would be at parks just shooting, and then one day I decided to take it serious. So once I decided to take it seriously, I played a little in-house league. Yeah, since then I fell in love with it. I was really first playing football,
See,
but
that's a good, I didn't know that. That's a, yeah, I didn't know that.
yeah, I was a QB playing football. So
I tell everybody ball is life. They always talk about football. I tell all the football guys, ball is life. Ball is life. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of hoopers play football first, so that's
Yeah.
what I was doing. And then I just fell in love with basketball, and it's safer as far as like getting injured. The injury is crazy football, so so I
After a while, you
stick.
get tired of getting hit like that.
Yeah.
It's already bad enough getting hit in basketball. They say it's a non-contact sport, but it's still a contact sport because you get hit. That's why they call fouls. So there is contact. But I understand, yeah, your wear and tear on your body as a football player is different than the wear and tear of a basketball player. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's way worse, I'd say, at football for sure. So once I'd say I was maybe seven, that's when I started like liking basketball more than football. So yeah.
Like I said, I tell everybody that ball is life, man. Like I said, if talking, like I said, your pre-warm-up, just talk about how it was kind of growing up in that Minneapolis area. And talk about the scene of the basketball scene up there. And because you're down here in the South now, a little bit of the Southeast, and North Carolina's always had that rise of guys. I'm a Georgia guy, so I love all my Georgia guys. I ride for those guys. But talk about the basketball scene up there in Minnesota.
I say it's underrated. There's a lot of talented guys out there. There's a like maybe a handful of guys that's in the league from Minnesota that I used to watch growing up. But yeah, it wasn't like we're like not looked at as a basketball state, so we don't because we only have like two D1 colleges there,
Right.
U of M and St. Thomas.
Right.
So it's way different from down here. You got a lot of schools all in the area.
I feel like, especially North Carolina,
Yeah.
when I first used to come and visit, I'm like, I feel like every other exit, there was a college off of the
Yeah.
exit that you can
It's
get to.
everywhere, man. It's everywhere. Just compared to us, like it's just a lot more going on,
Right.
as far as like colleges and stuff like that. And then the talent wise, I'd say it's better here for sure, down here,
Just because, like I said, it's more of a, I feel like it's that mixed breed of sports. Because even though, especially like in Georgia, like it's a football state, first of all. But we've got basketball guys too. We've got guys getting the NBA, and I'm pretty sure. Is it more of a football state?
I
What
mean,
would you consider it? What would you consider Minnesota
it's
as
like a
far?
hockey,
Oh, see, I
literally
didn't
like
want to go there.
hockey,
Yeah, I was about to say. So that's where the Where all the hockey prospects. And have you ever played hockey?
Nah, never. Never
Look,
thought about
I
that.
tell everybody my closest thing to hockey is the Mighty Ducks series. If it, I still about the most I know about hockey is the Mighty Ducks series. So all the Mighty Duck movies back in like the late 90s. Just talk about some of your who inspired your play, or who's this, like players or athletes, or who do you use to gain your inspiration from when it comes to basketball?
I mean, of course, LeBron James. That's why.
Lord, I'll let you
Yeah,
have that. Go ahead. That's enough time on the place.
that's
Respect
why.
to the king. Respect to the
Yeah,
king.
that's why I watched growing up. That's why I fell in love with the game,
Right.
and then but lately I've been watching a lot of SGA,
Yeah,
Roy Hoops.
man.
Yeah, I watch him a lot. I get compared to like Jimmy Butler, DeRozan, guys like that who like
Right.
just shoot middies
Yeah.
all game. So that's what I really watch nowadays.
And like I said, I told you I was gonna ask you this on the pod, so I'm gonna ask you now. What is the key to the mid-range game? What is if you teaching me, I'm green to it. What would you describe about the mid-range game, and just talk about your emphasis on it?
I don't know. I feel like especially back in the 90s and 80s, that's what they shoot all the time.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's going away. Like it's a lot of 3-point shooters nowadays. So I'm just trying to work on that, and then I'm built up to 3-point shot. But what I like to do is first you just got to create space.
Oh, there we go. All right.
A lot of people think once you're going downhill, it's like you're going to the basket.
Right.
So you just pick up speed, and then they're just on your hip, and you just stop, quick stop, and they'll just keep going. And then it's just wide open. Everything's just wide open once you just do that.
Now, for me, like I said, I cut up most of you guys' highlight tapes. So, when I go back and look at the clips, some of them I'll be looking like, man, it was the bump, dribble bump. Just to get them off guard, then you kind of jab step one way, then you kind of move them. I always like how you shift, being able to shift in, I guess, that tight window, if that makes sense. With, close proximity to the rim, you're in the paint, you usually see a third guy coming or a second guy, and you do really well with your pivot. That's what kills, that's what I always admire you the most. I'm like, man, because you're able to like bump, then you get that pivot, and kind of get them off balance, I would say. That's probably the best way to explain it. But I said I admire y'all game. I tell y'all would be the pickup killers. Because in pickup, you go to the park, you go to the neighborhood, you're like, bruh, why he gotta come? He got every mid-range spot in the, it's like, bruh, oh man, we gotta deal with this headache when you're on the other side. Like, come on, man, he gonna get to his spot. It's like try to beat you to your spot, but you already know where you're going, and so you can get there, and 9 times out of 10, you're not looking at the first defender, you're looking at where the help coming
Exactly,
from.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't know. It's just yeah, I like to read the second
Yeah.
defender. It's always a big guy waiting in the paint.
Right. That's what I
So
thought.
the layup's never like really open. So that's why the middie is just always there.
Yeah.
And the pivot, you just catch guys off guard like that. So I
Exactly.
love to do that.
When it comes to this game, what are some of your inspirations? Like, what do you or what's your motivations? What, kind of gets you up out of bed to keep wanting to love to play this game?
Really my family, like my mom and dad, and then my little sister and my brother. So those are really my inspirations. And then just seeing them like work hard every day, going to work, like getting up early to go to work. It just gets me up to do the same, get up early and go to work basically, and do my heart is just like them. And just so I can get them out of that situation and
Right.
so they can just relax. They work hard all their life. And then even my friend who passed, I do like he really like gets me going every day. So that's what I think about every day.
Gotcha. Who, if you don't mind me asking, who's your friend?
His name is SK. He was at my high school, passed like senior year, right before our senior season.
Oh,
So
sorry for your loss,
yeah,
son.
but yeah, since then I've been going hard, like basketball, being in the gym every day, and taking like really seriously and like not playing games with it. So
That's how you look, like you said, that's how you got to do it, because like I said, one, I tell everybody this, the end of the tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel, there will be a day where that ball will stop bouncing. And you just, like I said, you just play it out until you can.
exactly.
Enjoy it while you can. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy whatever journey you're on. You never know what works for some may not work for others. What may work for others may not work for you. And like I always say, you never block nobody else's blessing. Because you don't want your blessing blocked in return. So you never block nobody else's blessing. Now we'll transition to the recruiting. You've had a hot little name this. Shout out to Coach Steve, man. Hey, man,
Shout
listen. Shout out to Coach Steve. That joker worked them phones, boy. Hey, shout out.
out.
That's all one thing.
All
Man,
day,
I give
man.
him. You guys is winning championships. First thing he goes, hey, how many coaches was over there? I need to go talk to y'all. That's how you do it, man. And especially in today's landscape, that's how you have to be. Like, out of sight,
Exactly.
out of mind. If they don't, so you always, and that's credit to him. But yeah, talk about your recruiting.
I'd say in high school, I feel like I wasn't like guys wasn't advocating and like talking for me as
Right.
much as Steve does. Like, we could be in a van, he could be texting, driving, texting coaches, stopping hard, like he's not looking at the road, just things like that. Or like after a game, he'll talk to
Safety
a
first,
coach.
safety first.
Yeah, exactly. Even after a game, he'll walk up to a coach. We're supposed to be hitting the road. It's a long drive. He'll be talking to the coach for 20 minutes, man. So he always working for guys to get them places. I hear he's been doing a good job of that. And yeah, he's I'm talking to a lot of schools right now. It should pick up probably in a week or two, I
Yeah,
feel
like I said,
like.
because conference championships and
Yeah.
teams are going to start, not making attorneys. So a lot of
Exactly.
portal will open up and they got to go through that. And then, yeah, everything will start clearing out. That was it. Like I said, we talk about patience and embracing the journey because, yeah, it's gonna start getting back to it.
Got my first offer, I'd say, in sophomore year, and I get my next one to like last year, December, I got my first offer like again. And yeah, it's a good feeling to like get that. And that's all because Coach Steve though, talking for me and things like that. So appreciate that.
And speak about your time, quick to like, did you play any AAU ball or travel ball?
Oh yeah, I played with Jay Sizzle on the Adidas circuit last year. And then I've been all over though in
Right,
Minnesota
right.
playing out for a lot of teams.
Right.
But yeah, I've always played AAU since like second grade. And we was playing up probably like 2 grades back then.
That's a. I always tell people that one thing they never really like to hear that is sometimes playing up is beneficial. Some of them like to just stay with the, in the age group, or some, a lot of them play down a grade. We're gonna call a spade a spade. They play down. Let's call a spade a spade. That's another topic for another time. But yeah, so just wanted to hear it because I tell you and Jamil that I think that's where I first saw you guys because I've seen a lot of people kind of go around through my travels through the travel ball season, and I remember faces. It's just names I always have trouble with, so that's why I
They
asked
be
you. And
like
yeah,
that.
when I first I was like, man, I thought I've seen you before. Same thing with your teammate Jamil. But like I said, you stay traveled around. That's dope. And then following back to recruiting, dude, what's your if you had to kind of narrow it down, or if you had like a what's your preference to the recruiting world?
I just want to feel like I'm at home, and
Mm-hmm.
I just want to, I don't know, I want to have something to do outside of basketball.
Right.
Like here at Combine, it's kind of like just basketball, which is okay, but like for a college experience, I would like for it to be like stuff to do other than basketball, but like not too much to where I get distracted.
Distracted, yes, sir. One thing I always say here, you got to really want to be here. You got to really want to be here because it's a grind. It's a mentality, it's a routine, it's an accountability. And a lot of guys don't hold themselves accountable throughout the seasons, throughout the year. Like it'll start off strong, then it'll die down, die down. They try to pick it back up and they die. But if you can stay that even keel all the way through, there's gonna be highs and lows, peaks and valleys, but you kind of gotta stay that even keel, all the way through. So like I said, for me personally, I wish you the best of luck because I think you're gonna find a home wherever that may be, and you're gonna find a home. And like I said, you got great talent, and you got guys working in your corner. That's always good. You always got somebody working that's helping work in your corner because 9 times out of 10, that's the battle right there, is just to having somebody that's in your corner that's really gonna work for you in today's landscape of recruiting. And so, kind of piggybacking off that, what are your takes on the recruiting world and how college basketball in particular has kind of changed, and even high school basketball in general, how that has changed over the years, especially like with NIL and things of that nature. Where do you see How, what's your perspective on the new basketball world, as I like to call
The portal is really crazy nowadays.
it?
That's where most of the play, like that's
Yeah.
where the most recruiting comes from.
Yep.
I always say kind of like post grad to me is kind of like JUCO in a way. It
Right.
feels like, yeah, you got like a year to develop and get better. And then we play JUCO schools here at Combine, but I just feel like the NILs, like that really plays a big like part in today's like college. Like guys will stay longer. I think I've seen something like a 26-year-old freshman, like something like that earlier today. It's this is crazy like how college world is.
You got super seniors. You
Yeah,
got super duper seniors. But I feel like that group should have, I feel like the COVID, we all know COVID, man, when you really think about it, COVID's about to be gone 5 years now. It doesn't even feel like it. It still feel like it was yesterday.
it does.
It still, like you said, in the grand scheme of things, it's like COVID going on 4 to 5 years ago, and it still feel like it was yesterday, how it's impacted so much. And people really don't understand it until we really sit back and think about it. Like, it really, especially this basketball world and the basketball landscape, it affected a lot. And I do feel like a lot of people, of course, everything is case by case situations, but I do feel like a lot of people are afraid of that JUCO grind. I think they
They
are.
are.
They are really afraid of that JUCO grind. And
It's
I get
funny.
it, because you do lose your 2 years or your 1 year. You do lose that year or two that you're trying to gain back. And I get it. Trust me, I do. But I do feel like a lot of people, but like I said, it's also the situation that they will prefer to go prep or post grad, and then instead of going to that JUCO. Because like I said, when you're looking at a coach, we talk about all the time, if you're not in the top 100, they're not looking at you. If you're in the top and barely in it now, if you're barely in the top 100, they're looking at you. And if you're outside of that, you good as, unless you got somebody in your corner fighting for you that can really get you over the top, and get you your name out with it, spread the good word, I call it the gospel. Always spread the gospel, amongst the other coaches and stuff. That's the only way you can get those guys' attention. So, I get it. I just want to hear you guys' perspective, because you guys are in it.
Yeah, it's
We're
tough.
old, I'm an old man, we're outside looking in on it. I can only imagine. But like I said, being within it, like you guys are within everything, and like I said, it should smooth over. It got another 1 or 2 years, I feel like
Yeah, I
those all
think
those
so.
super guys will be out the door, because, or at this point, kick them out the door. It's like, come on now, y'all got to go. Let some fresh faces in this bad boy. And speaking on the NIL culture, you're kind of right there in that middle of it. What do you think about? Let me hear you. I'm interested to hear somebody that's on. From your perspective on the NIL era, how do you feel about that?
I feel like it's a good thing for players to like, get paid and things like that. I got a few friends that's like in college right now, D1. They get paid a good amount, so I'm sure that's convenient for sure.
Listen, I'm right there with you. Like I talk about with the whole college football game that was be coming out. That'd have been the easiest $600 I made to get that. And basically, you get a PS5 or whatever system it come out on. You get that and the game for free. Sign me up. I wouldn't even ask question about it. I would, oh, okay, yeah, but where I sign? Go ahead and give me that. And all I got to do is tweet out about the game. So hopefully that they entail a college basketball game. That's what I'm hoping next that comes in the collective. At first, I was mixed feelings on it, but now, it is about those guys. Being able, and you guys, because I put you in that category with those guys, you guys do deserve to get compensated for your work. My only kickback to it is the hunger. Are you still going to be hungry? Because if you're already getting this, what would make you want to go? Of course, the dream is always to go pro. It's always going to be there. But it's like, if I'm already getting this, the NBA ain't that much more I need to get to, or a professional team is not what I need to get to if I'm already getting this here. See what I'm saying? I feel like you just lose the hunger.
Yeah, I think so. Guys stay longer, I feel like, in college nowadays just because, like, they're not in a rush to get anywhere, so they're kind of just like,
I'm on a big. Can I
huh?
say that out loud? I don't think nobody listening to this like that anyway, so I think I'll be good. I think I'll be good with that. know, I always, you know, that was to Coach Cannon, because he's shout out to Coach Cannon. I said I wouldn't drop him in UNC on this podcast. I've had a UNC guy. Shout out to my guy B Rob, Brandon Robertson. I had him on my podcast before, and I hate having the UNC guys on there. So I'm a Duke guy, but it's all good. We gonna get into that. But speaking on the kicking it back to you, I always usually do, and we'll start the last couple questions, and we'll start to wrap it up. I always do a top five. So every episode, I do a top five. So my top five for you is, give me, I got two of them for you. I need your top five moments ever playing basketball. What's your favorite, your top five favorite moments you've ever had playing basketball? And then give me your top five Minnesota all time high school guys.
Okay.
Which one you want to start with first?
I'll do the high school guys
All
first.
right, give me a top five.
Okay, these are most of these are guys I played and had problems with.
That's fine. That's
Okay.
fine.
So one I go his name is Kerwin Walton. He goes to Texas Tech, I believe now. Yeah, played against him my freshman year. He was a senior. He gave me like 42 points. It was recorded, highlights out. Most of his buckets on me too.
Dang, you don't know how I like take. So
Yeah.
you like the Jalen Rose, the Kobe. Jalen Rose, I got to be known for that. You got to be known for getting 40 dropped on you. God,
And then I say Jalen Suggs. I played him once. He had 30. 30 on his play him and Chet, so that Chet's third.
Now, I was about to ask you, I was like,
Yeah.
were they on the same team when you
Yeah, it
played?
was. I played Chet twice, lost both times, of course. But Chet, first time had like 20, 10 blocks. Second time he had like a triple double with blocks. It was crazy. Blocked my shot probably like 3 or 4 times that game.
Is there footage of that?
Huh? Yeah, for sure.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
For sure. And then
That's three.
three and four, I'd say Dane Danger. He's at Illinois. Big man, he yeah, he how much he have? I'm sure I think he had 30 on us too.
Oh, man.
This is all freshman
Oh,
year,
yeah,
so
okay.
he got
They were long gone by the you went through
yeah.
your upperclassmen years. Yeah, yes, sir.
Then the last one, I have to just say, probably Trey Jones. Yeah, Trey Jones.
Yeah, he was tough. I remember I got a good trade. My good Trey Jones story was we were in it was one of the EYBLs, and I think he was young because I was on the court with what was the Minnesota team that was he not Howard Pulley. Was it Howard Pulley? No. Which one did Gary Trent play for?
think it was how.
It was Howard Pulley?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Howard Pulley. So it was in Atlanta. They came to Suwanee and Trey was rebounding. He was probably like a sophomore at the time. And I think Gary was going for the doing the, they he didn't play because he was hurt that session. But the older brother, Tyus was there too. Tyus was actually playing. He was in the layup line. And then, you know, he had already said that he was gone, that he was gonna come to Duke. And I'm a Duke guy. So as Trey rebounding, the boss said, "Hey, so what you doing? What you where are you going?" And he gotta get a politically correct answer, a politically correct answer. And he goes, "I don't know." I said, "Okay, cool." In my head was, he's coming to Duke. I kinda knew it, you know, after that. But that was my Trey Jones, and because I was like, so my thing was I was gonna film my Georgia guys, then I was gonna record like all of the guys that was going to Duke or whoever was on their, you know, radar. And, like today, he was just over there. He had to be like freshman, sophomore, and he was over there rebounding. And I think he either had a cast on his hand or he was hurt or he was just younger. And I was just like, well, yeah, what are you gonna do when your recording start picking up? He was like, well, you know, because he said, I say, I bet you get that answer all that question all the time. He said, yeah, I get it all the time. So kind of already do it. Now give me your top five highlight moments, greatest moments of your career, greatest performances, or just any. Give me any of your top five standout moments.
I'd say okay, so one I got
It could be all. Listen, it could be all the way back to Pee Wee. It could be rec ball. It could be Just one time you just remember, like, man, there's nothing I could do wrong.
Just one time, I was playing the UA circuit. We was in Atlanta, this one
Good
gym.
old Lake Point. Good old Lake Point.
Big gym,
Yep,
a lot
Lake
of
Point.
courts.
Lake Point, yep.
We had this game. I don't remember the team, but I was just hot that game, and we was down maybe, we was down late, and I hit probably like two, three threes in a row, brought us back, and then I think we tied it. No, we was down two, and we had the ball, and then I hit a game winner, three at the end. It's probably one of my first time dropping 30 for real. Like, I will always drop 20 and 20, 20, 20, but that was probably my first
Just
time
to get
dropping
that 30
30.
ball, so yeah, something special. Do you remember what court? Because I can tell you the number if you remember what court you were at.
No, I don't think I remember the
Tight.
court. Yeah, I don't remember.
Tight.
But yeah,
That's why that's one. You got four more.
I'd probably say my first, Oh, the first time I dunked on somebody.
Well, give me the background. Let me hear.
It was like a little rivalry. Well, we was playing like up. We was playing upper grade. It was like eighth grade. And no, it was seventh grade. And
Whoa. You was dunking on somebody in seventh grade? Oh my goodness.
we got a steal, threw it to me. It was just me and this one guy. Yeah, I didn't think he was gonna dunk. Yeah, the rest is history.
The
And the cameraman there, he got it.
rest is history.
So yeah, felt good. Dunked on him and stared him down. I think I don't know if I
Yeah,
got a
you
tech.
do. You know that's one thing I wanted to say. You do talk your trash. I respect
I try not to. I try not to talk, but when the guys start talking to me, that's when I talk. Yeah, I dunked, stared him down. That was probably my first hit type of sure. Favorite moment.
Three more.
Know. I'd say.
That means you dropped a lot of buckets. That would that mean if you don't if you if it's so many to count, it means you dropped a lot of buckets.
I'd probably say making it to the state championship. We play in the Target Center.
I was just about to ask because where do y'all play y'all championships at?
That was probably a big moment. Even though we lost, it was a very big moment. It was on TV and
Right.
it was packed.
See, that's dope. Not to cut you off real fast, but that's dope that y'all get to actually play in the NBA arena. We can't even get that in Georgia. They will not let us play. They will, well, I can say let us play, but they will not be able to schedule games like to play in State Farm Arena where the Hawks play. It's just they always say it's either between scheduling that many days because it's like you need like 4 to 5 days to get
You
all the
do.
teams in and play it, and there's never really a long road trip for them to actually do it. So I always like that certain like I remember it was like Sacramento. I think they get to play. California, depending on whatever you're at in California, they get to play it in Sacramento. And I think there was another one I saw. It's another state that plays in like the big arena. I gotta remember, but those are two I know off top I've always seen. But I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah, we either play there or the Gophers, like the college,
University of
U of
Minnesota.
M. Yeah,
Yeah.
so for another one, I'd probably say the Minnehaha game. We played Jalen Suggs and Chet. That was really my first time
Being in
at
that
a
atmosphere like that,
it was sold out.
knowing you're playing against two future pros,
It was seeing I was just seeing how I matched up against those guys
just
and things
knowing
like
that,
that.
yeah, that's what you're saying.
Since they was like very big in their class, and I knew that was gonna go somewhere big, so I just wanted to match up against them and things like that. Even though they killed me, I just after
It's
that moment,
like,
that's when
I know
I,
I belong. I know I belong here. I know I can compete with anybody in the world. I'm going up against two future NBA guys. So I know I can, hold my own and represent for myself. I respect that.
Last one, I don't really know. I say I played against I don't know. I'm trying to think.
All good. We'll leave it there at four. Last thing I wanted to ask you before we get out of here. You talked about the hoop culture, the videotaping recording culture. I gotta ask you, is the mixtape era officially over with?
No, I'd say no. Nah, because there's a lot of high school guys who like, I don't know, that's how they get big and get seen and things like that. Yeah, I feel like it should always continue, like mixtape. Yeah, sure.
So you say it should last. It should still. Oh well, I'm the old man. I guess my feet are on the stool or on the steps. I'm the old man on the stoop. And this is me living through it or going through my run with it. It started to get watered down. I can say it.
Are you saying like the edits or like,
Everything.
I don't know.
The culture.
I see a lot of like just rip like clips.
Right.
I don't really see no like real highlights anymore or mixtapes real.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said. That's why I say that I think that era is officially
It might be.
that era is officially dead. I think, honestly think it is.
Unless it's on like YouTube or something.
Yeah.
But like I don't really see it on like social media like
Right.
Instagram or
That's why I
TikTok.
said that's why I say I'm the old man on the stoop with it, just because I went through my era of it and I
Yeah.
caught like the tail end of it. And then once COVID hit, that just oh, it really hurt my spirit. But I just always felt like today's athlete all only cares about what they did. Nine times out of ten, it's what they did, and only and the one that and I tell every I say it on every podcast just about the one that always killed me is they get a dunk in warm-ups and ask, hey, can you send me my? I
Nice.
hate that phrase. I hate that phrase with a passion.
In warm-ups,
Can you
nah.
send me my? I then dot 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 dot. You feeling the rest. You
That's
feeling the
wild.
rest. I always
Yeah.
hate that. I always, and then I don't like the my guy. I hate that.
Oh.
I hate that. I hate that with a passion.
Yeah,
It'd be like,
warm-ups is
yo,
crazy,
truck man, listen. You man, listen. All the time. Like if I had a man, it's been so many times that it's been like, hey man, can I get my dunk from one with or did you get was you recording? I saw you standing on the baseline. Was you recording X, Y, and Z? I was like, maybe. I always like to throw people off. That's where I get me in trouble. I be a jerk and stuff, so I gotta be better with that. Oh, I used to be better with that. I just be like, maybe.
So you
Maybe
charge them?
not.
You don't charge them or not? You
It
charge them cash?
depends. And that and this is why I tell everybody. I always tell everybody this too. When it comes to the videographers, sometimes it don't even have to be it could be a simple, hey man, you what's good, you know? Just don't for me, don't say my God, but just be like, yo, what up? What up? You good? I'm like, yeah. And you can keep on going. I don't even like I said, just acknowledge because I'm nine times out of ten, if they sitting in the booth and they end up going through all their footage, they're gonna be like, oh well, this one is a jerk. This one wasn't no, he didn't say nothing to me. This one said something to me. Oh, okay, I'll look out for him because he was nice and respectful. That's what I always tell everybody. Like they say when coaches come up to you, no matter what the level is, you respect everybody because you never know. Like I said, I always say that the same way. I just like I said, personally going back to it, I just feel like the mixtape era is
It might be.
it might be official. I think it's officially gone. I hope I do wonder if it ever will come back. I think it will because everything
It might.
recycles. Yeah, everything recycles, but I just honestly do think it's old. And it might be the old man on the stoop.
It's a lot of work,
Oh, it's a lot of work.
right? Yeah,
It's a
so.
lot of work. People don't understand. People don't really understand.
So like, what's the like best guy you like made a mixtape for? Best player.
Best player?
Yeah.
Oh, man. If we talk of high school only, high school only. Best player or most excited? See, I got to branch it off because I can go so many ways with it. Branch it off.
I say best player.
Best player,
Yeah.
Michael Porter Jr.
You want to be up?
Yes. When
Okay.
him and Trae Young was on the same
Yeah.
team, I tell everybody to this day, he would have been the number one. The Phoenix, it would have been Devin Booker and Michael Porter Jr.
That
and
was
KD on
crazy.
the same team. If the timeline still would have happened and then KD still comes to Phoenix. Them three would have been on the same team because Michael Porter Jr., he was the best player in high school. He just happened to have a broke back. If he didn't have a broke back, it'd have been him and Devin Booker on the same team in Phoenix. That would have been
That's
crazy.
crazy,
That would have been crazy. Most exciting, Colin Sexton. What
Okay,
Colin Sexton
that's
used to
what I was
do,
asking
what Colin Sexton used to do,
about.
we used to be like, bro, we used to
Yeah.
sit there like,
Yeah.
wait, did he just. And my thing was, he talked trash, he backed it up, and he was a nobody knew who he was. I didn't even know who he was, and we kept hearing. Shout out to my guy Cordy Gordman. co-owner of OST 24/7, but we didn't know who he was. He went from unranked to the top 10 in a summer in 2 months, two and a half months. And what we saw him do, it was just like, what? My favorite game of him, I had two of them. I always tell everybody, I had two favorite games of his. It was him versus Bron Bowen in EYBL in Suwannee as one. Then it was Pebblebrook versus IMG. And
Oh
it
yeah,
was,
oh, you was there for that?
yes, it was Trayvon Duval,
Yeah.
Elliot, what was it? Emmett Williams, DeSosa that went to Kansas. Then they had what's the other dude they had? They had, was it Keldon Johnson? Not Keldon Johnson. He was at Oak Hill, but it was another dude. He was a dunker. I forgot his name. He was a dunker, and I was just like, he almost did it. He almost beat him. That was like one of the best games that I had been to in a while. But as of recent, I would say Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards was that's my guy. I tell him right that now. If, he's my favorite going into this new generation of the NBA. Ant-Man was another one. I tell everybody this one too. My favorite one with Ant-Man was we was at one and he played for Holy Spirit Christian School in Georgia. And he came down the lane. We're on a, mind you, we're at a like a church. It was a gym. They had a good, nice facility, nice gym, but we're still on church grounds. He dunked, and I'm on the baseline. He dunked. He pointed at the camera. I do this. I do this. I said, oh, he legit. He is legit.
That's cool.
I was like, just, and I'm like, wait, he cussing on church grounds. But I was like, you ever cussing on church grounds like that? So that's, I know he was real. But
Wow,
yeah,
that's crazy.
those are some of those guys. But yeah, like I said, man, that'll, I think that we'll end it there and wrap it up. And CJ, again, I appreciate you being on the pod, man. I like I said, this is the make, I will say it too on wax. This is the makeup for the day in the life, kind of day in the life for the mic'd up
Yeah,
series that
man.
I didn't do. This is
Yeah.
the best way to do it. My camera died on me, so I
That's
couldn't, you
good.
know, do it. So I couldn't make up that. So this is my way of making it up, is putting you on the podcast. So
Thanks for having me.
like again, I appreciate you, man. I wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors. And just know, if you do a good highlight on Twitter, if and I see it, I'm gonna quote tweet it and say he was on the podcast. So I saw him beforehand. I saw him slow cooking. I saw him 300 degrees on all them jokers. So I cannot wait to see the tweets come out for whatever school you go to. And best of luck to you to finishing out the rest of your recruitment, man. Like you said,
Yes,
enjoy the
sir.
journey. Enjoy the process. It's, I know it had its times. I know it's had its the
Sure.
where no lights will want to cut on and nothing will help. But I know Coach Steve and the rest of you guys, your support team, they're gonna look out for you, and you're gonna get to where you need to be. And I cannot wait to see you playing at the next level. Again,
Sir,
thank you so much.
appreciate it.
Yes, sir.